I'll tell you what, there's something really fun about morning radio when we have guests in studio and they bring food. I mean, how fun. The American Polish Festival is upcoming, and Ken Rezczyk, Frank Vatiz, and Dave LaFleur are here. And Ken, I believe you're going to do most of the talking here, so I'll address this to you, but that food was delicious.
Well, take some home to your husband, okay?
I will. Ryan, if you're listening, you're going to get some pierogies. So you say gwumpki, right?
Gwumpki, which is stuffed cabbage. We have sauerkraut, which is kapusta with kielbasa. And we also have pierogies. And some of the other stuff at the festival is we have over 1,000 pounds of potato pancake mix that we're going to have potato pancakes. We also have Polish nadeczniki, which is a crepe wrapped in cream cheese with strawberry topping on it.
So that sounds delicious, too.
But aside from that, you know, this is at the American Polish Century Club, which is at 14 Mile in Hoover, home of the Century Banquet Center, which we have 250 families that have been preparing all this food for the past two weekends. There's going to be like 200 barrels of our own craft beer called Pole Dancer.
Oh, really? There are not any pole dancers to help with the branding.
There's
with that,
different
is there?
Entertainment That's, at this festival.
And you know what? We sell out every year at the Pole Dancer. We have on Friday, the Polish Muslims are going to be there.
Great band.
Which is a Polish parody, a polka parody.
But they're
band.
So much fun.
And traditional Polish music. We have Polish dance groups going to be there because part of our deal is to keep up the Polish tradition. And don't forget, you don't have to be Polish to show up. But this weekend, everybody's Polish.
Well, you've made us Polish. Yes. I mean, all respect to Kellogg's. This is the breakfast of champions.
Where do you try this?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. He's holding up a bottle of Polish vodka.
I do take a sip.
Zabruka.
Yeah. As we were just publicly shaming Justin Timberlake, you're bringing in. Right. Yeah.
You know, and with Poles being the second largest ethnic group in Michigan, I mean, and being a significant part of Detroit's history, I mean, there's a rich history in this festival bringing people together.
Yes. Most definitely.
Oh, it's not like a reunion. You know, you
right,
run into people.
Exactly.
You run into people that you went to high school with or college with or stuff, or you grew up in the same neighborhood. So, like I say, this weekend, everybody's Polish.
Well, and this is what makes Detroit so much fun. I remember when I came to town, the great ethnic festivals they had at Hart Plaza. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But you look at the vibrancy in the Polish community, the Greek community. Mm-hmm. I think they've got Opafest this weekend as well. I mean, you can really, you can be like Pac-Man and just eat your way through the United Nations here.
Definitely.
Tell me about this vodka imported from Poland.
Correct. So the pronunciation, Zawrócka Bizengrass. It is an iconic brand, just like this building here for WJR, only Zawrócka has been around 500 years. It is truly a global brand. It is sold in 85 countries. And it ranks the third largest selling vodka in the world.
Now, you mixed up a kind of a little cocktail for us here that I made up really refreshing for a hot day.
Yeah, what's
it
in
is.
That?
As long as you hydrate as well as drink this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is it? Because it's got a kind of a Moscow Mule type
it
feel
does.
To it.
It does. In a way. So each bottle has a blade of bisengrass in it. And that bisengrass releases a hint of vanilla, cinnamon, and coconut. And it's a very simple cocktail to make. It's basically 1.5 to 2 ounces of Zawrócka Bizengrass filled with apple juice, topped with a lime garnish. You can shake or stir. And we will also be doing, first time ever at the American Polish Century Club, a vodka tasting. So I'll be doing 11 vodka tastings, 4 on Friday, 7 on Saturday. And we will have other brands. So this Zawrócka is a blend of wheat and rye, and we are going to have a Polish vodka that is a complete rye blend. We're going to have another Polish vodka that is a potato blend, and we will also have another one that's 100% wheat brand. And I'll explain the difference taste profile between all four different vodkas. It's $20 per ticket, and you get little trinkets and trash for enjoying a little education on vodka.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the American Polish Century Club, because we have the festival at. This past year, we're a charitable organization also, and the reason why we have these festivals is to keep Polish traditions alive in the United States and pass them on to other generations. This past year, we gave out $22,000 with the scholarships for kids that just graduated high school.
Excellent.
Oh, that's nice. So they could take things into the future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And teach their kids, just like, you know, like I said, you meet people from past generations and stuff at the festival. They can pass this on their kids. We have Polish traditional dance groups are going to be showing up. Polka bands will be playing all weekend. The New Brass Express is going to be there along with the Polish Muslims, like I said.
Arts and crafts.
Have you got a competitive eating thing going on here? We know that Nathan's has hot dogs for the 4th of July. You got a little something going on here.
Pierogies.
You know what? I got a challenge to everybody out there.
Oh.
Show up for our pierogi eating contest on Sunday, and if you can make it, last year the winner ate 43 pierogies in 10 minutes.
Oh my goodness. Cheese or potato.
Oh, by the way, that challenge is also in for this group in this room here.
Well, we started training already.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, we're working. This is our spring training, right?
Oh, there you go.
Oh man, what's the admission to get in?
The admission is $5 to get in and free parking.
That makes it accessible to everybody.
I have a little baby in a stroller and nothing to do on Sunday. Maybe I bring her and my mother-in-law, who's Polish.
Well, who's going to drive the stroller after you have those cocktails?
My mother-in-law.
You bring your own child there.
Yeah, right.
If only Justin had figured that
exactly. out. Well, this is fun, you guys. Thanks for coming in and talking about your culture. You just like came in with this air of positivity and lightness, and it seems like your event is going to be a blast.
By the way, do you market pole dancer beer?
It's only available once a year at the festival, and we sell out every year.
They make it rain, and they sell it out.
Yes.
See, over the course of the weekend, we'll have over 12,000 people come through there.
That's correct. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you to Ken Rezchik, Frank Vatiz, and Dave LaFleur for the food and beverage that you brought in this morning.
Yes.
And this festival runs from June 21st to the 24th.
Correct.
Yep.
At the American Polish Century Club in Sterling Heights. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're looking for you now.
All right.
We'll be there.
Okay. Coming up, there's a lot of things that we have in our household that we don't replace often enough. We just keep them around. Could be harming us. Could be ineffective. We'll tell you what they are next on JR Morning.